some good thing found in him toward the Lord God of Israel. 1 Kings 14:13. Children, these things were written for your learning. Now, I will give you a piece of advice. Say to yourselves every morning when you get up, God sees me. Let me live as in God's sight. God is always looking at what you do and hearing what you say. All is put down in His great books, and all must be reckoned for at the last day. It is written in the Bible. Even a child is known by his doings. Proverbs 20:11. Second, learn for another thing, that it is very wrong to mock at good people and despise religion. The little children of Bethel mocked at Elisha and called him baldhead. For so doing, they were terribly punished. Dear children, as long as you live, make it a rule never to laugh at religion or to mock anybody who is religious. This is one of the wickedest things you can do. It is pleasant to see boys and girls merry and happy. Youth is the time for laughter and merriment. But take care never to laugh at anything belonging to God. Whatever you laugh at, do not laugh at religion. Some boys and girls, I am sorry to say, are very thoughtless about this. They think it clever to make game of those who read their Bibles and say their prayers and keep their Sundays properly and attend to what is said at church. They laugh at other boys and girls who mind what their mothers say and try to corrupt them. Some, indeed, are so wicked that when they see other children trying to do what pleases God, they will point their fingers at them and cry, "There goes a little saint." Now, all this is very wrong and offends God exceedingly. There sits one in heaven who sees these wicked children, and when he sees them, he is greatly displeased. We cannot wonder if such children come to trouble or turn out badly. All who despise God's people despise God himself. It is written, "Them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." 1 Samuel 2:30. I read in the Bible that Ishmael was turned out of Abraham's house because he mocked his little brother Isaac. St. Paul tells us about this, that he persecuted him. Genesis 21:9, Galatians 4:22. At the time when Ishmael did this, he was only a boy. But boy as he was old enough to offend God by mocking and to bring himself and his mother into great trouble. Dear children, some of you perhaps have good fathers and mothers who tell you to read your Bibles and say your prayers. I hope that you never laugh at them behind their backs and mock at what they tell you about religion. Be sure, if you do this, that you commit a great sin. It is written, "The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it." Proverbs 30:17. Third, learn in the last place that sin is sure to bring sorrow at last. It brought wounds and death on the little children of Bethel. It brought weeping and crying to the homes of their parents. If these wicked boys and girls had not displeased God, they would not have been torn by the bears. Dear children, as long as you live, you will always see the same thing. Those who will have their own way and run into sin are sure, sooner or later, to find themselves in trouble. This trouble may not come at once. It may even be kept off for many long years. But sooner or later it is sure to come. There is a dreadful hell at last, and those who will go on sowing sin are sure at last to reap sorrow. Adam and Eve would eat the forbidden fruit in Eden. And what was the consequence? Sorrow. They were cast out of the garden with shame. The people before the flood would go on eating and drinking and despising Noah's advice about the flood. And what was the consequence? Sorrow. The flood came, and they were all drowned. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah would go on sinning in spite of Lot's warnings. And what was the consequence? Sorrow. The fire fell from heaven, and they were all burned. Esau would have the mess of pottage, and despised his birthright. And what was the consequence? Sorrow. He sought it afterwards too late, with many tears. The children of Israel would not obey God's command and go up into the land of Canaan when he commanded them. And what was the consequence? Sorrow. They wandered 40 years in the wilderness. Achan, when Jericho was taken, would not obey the command of Joshua, but took money and hid it under his tent. And what was the consequence? Sorrow. He was found out and publicly stoned. Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 apostles, would not give his whole heart to Christ, but coveted money and betrayed his master. And what was the consequence? Sorrow. The money did him no good and did not make him happy, and he hanged himself. Ananias and Sapphira told a great lie to Peter and the apostles in order to be thought good and yet keep hold of their riches at the same time. And what was the consequence? Sorrow. They were both struck dead in one day. Dear children, remember these things to the end of your lives. The wages of sin is death. The fruit of sin at last is trouble. Those who tell lies, or steal, or break any other commandments of God may not suffer for it at first, but their sin will find them out. Sooner or later, in this world or the next, those that sow sin, like the children of Bethel, are sure to reap sorrow. The way of transgressors is hard. And now I will finish all I have been saying with 3 parting counsels. Consider them well and lay them to heart. In the first place, settle it in your minds that the way to be happy is to be really good in the sight of God. If you will have your own way and follow sin, you are sure to have trouble and sorrow. In the second place, if you want to be really good, ask the Lord Jesus Christ to make you good and to put His Spirit into your hearts. You cannot make yourselves good, I know. Your hearts are too weak, and the world and the devil are too strong. But Jesus Christ can make you good and is ready and willing to do so. He can give you new hearts and power to overcome sin. Then take Jesus Christ for your shepherd and friend. Cast your souls upon Him. Jesus, who died on the cross to save us, has a special care for little children. He says, "I love them that love me, and them that seek me early shall find me." Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Proverbs 8:17 and Matthew 19:14. In the last place, if you want to be kept from the evil that is in the world, remember daily that God sees you and live as in God's sight. Never mock at good people or make game of religion. Love those most who love God most, and choose for friends those who are God's friends. Hate sin of all sorts. When sinners entice you, do not consent. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Dear children, if you live in this way, God will bless you, and you will find at last that you have chosen the good part which cannot be taken from you. Luke 10:42. Remember these things, and you will have learned something from the 2 bears. Children Walking in Truth. I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth. 2 John 4. Beloved children, the book from which my text is taken is the shortest in the Bible. Look at it when you go home, and you will find it so. It has only 13 verses. But, short as it is full of important things, and I think the verse I have just read is one of them. This book is an epistle, or letter, written by the Apostle John. He wrote it to a good Christian lady whom he knew. This lady had children, and some of them were the children spoken of in the text. It seems that John found some of this good lady's children at a place where he happened to go, and you see how well he found them behaving. He was able to write a good report of them to their mother, and that is the report of our text. I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth. Now, dear children, there are only 2 things I want to tell you about